is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
March 17th, 2024, and you're listening to Revolution Radio, the best radio network on the internet, and this is Dr. Johnny keeping the truth alive, and I ask you to please be generous with your contribution to this network at freedomslips.org. We're working on a new fundraising event to help us get a new streaming server equipment. We're trying to raise $1,300, and we're inviting you, our valued community, that's you, to be part of this effort. Every contribution, no matter what the size, makes a difference. And when you make your donation, please indicate that this is for the stream server to ensure that it supports this specific cause. So that really helps us out, and your support empowers us to tackle the big issues to keep the dialogue alive and keep the truth coming back to you every week. So thank you very much for donating to Revolution Radio. All the hosts do not get paid, and we really appreciate you helping us out. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with a bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, Master Survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, Dr. Johnny is predicted is, you know, this next election we'll have in November will probably be the least rigged election in the USA for many decades. I'm predicting that. The days of the RNC sitting back with its feet kicked up on their desk as the Democrats rig our elections are long gone. And thankfully, just in time for the 2024 election coming up in just a few months, 5 months or so, the former RNC chair, Rona McDaniel, is gone. Michael Whately and Laura Trump have assumed leadership position of the Republican National Convention Committee, and they're fighting back against the left's election stealing practices as fast as they can. The RNC filed a new lawsuit against one of the most blatant election riggers this country has ever seen, Michigan Secretary of State Jacqueline Benson. This lawsuit accuses Benson of working with the Democrat Party to inflate Michigan's voter rolls with ineligible voters. Oh, yeah. In fact, the suit claims that the numbers are so egregious that the majority of the countless the counties in the state, 53 out of the 83 counties, have had their voter rolls inflated so much with registration rates higher than 100% of their voting age population. So how can you have more people vote than there are registered to vote? But in 53 counties out of 83 in Michigan, that's the way it was, as it alleges that 23 other counties have suspiciously high voter registration numbers coming in at 90% or higher, which is unusual, far beyond the national average. Previously, RNC had sent Benson a letter that 78 counties under her jurisdiction are in violation of Section 8 of the National Voter Registration Act, which requires states to maintain accurate voter registration rolls. The letter formally requested that Benson correct these election-altering impacting issues, but she flat out ignored the request, spurring on these lawsuits. The RNC suit states that Benson refused to clean the state's voter rolls and retaining voter rolls bloated with ineligible voters, you know, dead people, harms the election process and heightens the risk of electoral fraud and undermines public confidence in elections, quote unquote. According to the RNC, this is not the first time Michigan has failed to abide by the requirements of the National Voter Registration Act, and it's helped the Democrats steal elections before. In 2020, Michigan election officials were sued for violating the National Voter Reform Act. The lawsuit states that at the time, Michigan only had one county with registration rates higher than 100%, and the final decision was that they would move to clean up the voter rolls by canceling the registration of 177,000 voters. Now, with 53 counties having rates higher than 100%, just imagine how high that number of voter registration requirement cancellation would be. So you multiply 177 voters, it could easily be multiplied by 50, but each county has a different amount of, you know, population, so we can't really do it that way, but it's so much more. However, Benson is fighting tooth and nail to keep the voter rolls as flawed as possible. Hey, I wonder why. Well, it might be have something to do with the fact that Benson recently came out and admitted to coordinating with other Democrat secretaries of state in to fight, quote, a common adversary, unquote, i.e. Donald Trump, in the 2024 election. Benson revealed that she and other radical state secretaries learned to coordinate with each other in the 2020 election and have now put a plan in place to battle, quote, battle for the future of our democracy, unquote, which in Democratic speak for rigging elections is to keep Trump out of power. The Michigan SOS said that the other states she is working with, oh, it's funny, the swing states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, all swing states, all battleground states for Donald Trump, must win the presidential election later this year. Well, with the RNC now saying they intend to devote massive resources to election integrity, look for massive lawsuits like the one in Michigan to be rolled out soon. And I mean soon. I'm talking weeks and days, not months. It just might be enough to save the 2024 election from being completely rigged. Dr. Johnny wants fair elections, and this time we just might get it or close to it. But let's see. Who knows? Let's see what happens. However, even the most non-observant viewer of mainstream media news is aware that Joe Biden, under most circumstances, is stumbling and bumbling around, leaving people wondering on some days, can he walk? Can he talk? I mean, hey, it's a guessing game. But when we got the deep state par excellence with the State of the Union address of Joe Biden hyped up on adrenochrome right on television, no CGI here. This was the real deal. No one could dispute it. Any biker or trucker who uses the little white crosses, you know, the white pills with the little cross on it, methadrine, knows it's a chemical superhuman behavior that we saw Joe Biden that night on the State of the Union address. State of the Union address rant went on and on, leaving even Democrats scratching their head trying to figure out, wow, how did he get his wits about him so quick? But he sure sounded good. This is not normal reality. But then at the Academic Awards, you know, the Academy Awards, we are exposed right in front of our face, right on the television screen again, adrenochrome in action. Once again, as well as the usual cocaine euphoria that the celebrities that had been snorting in the secure bathrooms had. You can see all the glitz. White hats had infiltrated Sunday's Academy Awards ceremony in hopes of arresting a few criminal Hollywood elites. But they aborted the arrest plan due to overwhelming security presence that outnumbered white hats 100-1. Despite the hindrance, they still obtained useful but disturbing information. The tenuous war against adrenochrome peddlers has not yet been won. Part biologic and part synthetic, this potent narcotic is the elite's their top choice. What heroin and fentanyl are to the homeless addicts encamped on the streets in San Francisco and Portland, you know, is an addiction fix, whereas a fentanyl tab might cost a druggie maybe $3. An adrenochrome injection or infusion costs thousands or tens of thousands of dollars based on the purity of the product, and prices continue to skyrocket as entities like the White Hats and Vladimir Putin wage war on the adrenochrome production and distribution networks in the U.S. and Eastern European nations like the Ukraine. respectively creating scarcity and an accompanying price surge, the laws of economics, you know, scarcity creates a higher price. But these disruptions didn't stop Oscar nominees from receiving a free sample. My source at General Eric Smith's office told the White Hat investigators surreptitiously accessing the Academy Awards and saw certain nominees receive a jumbo gift bag distinct from the other $168,000 gift bag, prize bags, given out to every nominee by the Luciferian Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. Like the Willy Wonka bars and Ronald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, certain gift bags had something golden. But inside of a golden ticket, those bags held a golden box about the size and shape of an eyeglasses case, which contained a syringe of adrenochrome. Cillian Murphy's bag had the injection, as did actress Lily Gladstone's sack. At one point in the evening, Gladstone reached inside the bag for the gold case, but her killer's flowers or Flower Moon co-star Robert De Niro looked at her and with an askance look on his face and laid his hand on top of hers, pushing the case back in the gift bag. We saw it all on camera. He shook his head in disapproval and whispered in her ear, probably saying something like, "Not now, the cameras are rolling, wait till after the show." But who knows what he said in her ear, but we saw him push her hand back in the bag. According to my source, the investigators also witnessed Cillian Murphy holding and then opening the gold case in a restroom where a half a dozen other actors, in this case, a woman's restroom, because we have, you know, White Hat has women, you know, women too, soldiers. And so they went, you know, incognito, like another fancy celebrity, and saw what was going on in the bathrooms. And what was going on is all these celebrities snorting lines of cocaine and giggling up a storm. Murphy asked an unidentified actor what the syringe held when she opened her little gold case and showed a syringe. And it was told, and she was told that it'll take you to another planet. But that's not for here, honey. It's for later. So tapped tape to the case was the label that read, "Do not open at the ceremony." Well, Murphy ignored the warning out of curiosity. She still nodded slowly, returning the case back in the bag, and left the restroom. By then, investigators believed beyond a shadow of reasonable doubt that the syringes had adrenochrome in it. You know, if it would take you to another planet, they're probably talking about adrenochrome. And they suspected that someone at the Oscars had distributed to the celebrities who hadn't yet taken the instant addictive pharmaceutical cocktail. Criminal Investigative Division noticed that a handful of bags had a red bow, and they were assumed that those were the ones with the adrenochrome. The addicted were trying to indoctrinate greenhorns into the ways of adrenochrome. Even though White Hats had a backup nearby, the security there was immense. We're not talking about guys. He said we're talking about guys with submachine guns concealed beneath their jackets, and Lord knows what else. Mass arrests were out of the question, but the Criminal Investigative Division wanted to get their hands on a syringe so we could chemically analyze it and possibly determine where it was made. Toward the end of the evening, investigators crashed a couple of bathrooms and found one empty adrenochrome syringe in the bathroom trash can, another syringe in another trash can. Some adrenochrome recipients had disobeyed the cautionary memo and injected themselves, obviously. Although no arrests were made, White Hat found enough residue in the depleted syringes to run a chemical analysis. They believe the adrenochrome came from Ukraine, meaning Putin has yet to bomb them out of existence entirely, and the deep state is still importing it from Zelensky's adrenochrome laboratory mills. My source said, "We had success, and this will help us isolate a specific lab." Even more successful was new evidence of high technology used for the destruction of property. A new report from Greg Reese reveals that some are saying that direct energy weapons are being deployed to spark the latest fire in, you know, the largest fire in Texas history in the Texas Panhandle, just like the fires in Northern California, just like the fires in Maui, in Hawaii last summer. These all were seen. There were these rays from the sky, these blue beams from the sky coming down, all these fires starting up. And we know these weapons exist. The newly released footage shows the Dragonfire laser directed energy weapon system in action, and it could be in the hands of military personnel in 5 years' time. It destroys targets with an intense beam of light and has pinpoint accuracy. It's able to hit something the size of a coin from a kilometer away. The fires we have seen in recent years, including the fires in Texas, are very different from what we've seen in the past. They often selectively spare the trees while burning the infrastructure, like, you know, farmhouses, to a powdery ash footprint. I have witnessed and observed some extraordinary damage in our state here in Texas. I'm in Texas. And it could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes, and frequently when you see an aftermath of damage, there's some semblance of a structure still there. But when you look at damage that's occurred here, and, you know, the house is completely gone. I mean, down to an ash, the whole house. And then, just nearby, the plastic garbage can and the tree are still standing. Well, that's not a fire that's spreading, that's a direct hit of something. Nothing left but ashes on the ground. And that's what Texas Governor Greg Abbott said. We have our suspicions. After the Maui fires, many people believe that a blue roof was able to deflect these directed energy weapons and spare the home from destruction. And Joe Biden recently alluded to that twice, because some of the houses that were in the zone of fire in Maui had blue roofs, that the ones that were still standing. And then Joe Biden, you know, he's not a good source, but he said if you fly over these areas that are burned up to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes, they're just totally destroyed. One home is still standing there because it had the right roof on it. And anyway, said Joe Biden, "And by the way, if you notice when you fly over in a helicopter, these places with good roofs don't burn. They have the right materials, blah, blah, blah." Yeah, it's because they're painted blue. Well, anyway, Joe Biden's clearly not a reliable source for accurate information, but why would a roof save a house? Why would a blue roof save a house? And while there's plenty of circumstantial evidence that suggests direct energy weapons are being used to start these recent fires, arsonists have been arrested starting them an old-fashioned way. That's all part of the effort. And there is a clear motive here. The United Nations, who have been orchestrating the open border policy of America and several other countries, have openly announced plans to clear the lands of people and move them into the smart cities. It's in their plans, the United Nations. starting with Agenda 21, a map that shows designated off-limits to humans areas lined up with the 2018 California fires. All those places right in the line where those 2018 California fires burned is on their Agenda 21 map designated off-limits to humans. 9 years ago, planning was announced for smart cities to be built in Maui, but the most coveted property was owned by natives whose families had lived there for generations prior to Hawaii being annexed by the United States. And in August of 2023, Maui was devastated by highly suspicious fires. Roads were blocked off to keep residents from escaping. And the U.S. government gave survivors a mere $700 per household. That was it. That's all they got. Nobody collected insurance, folks, even if they had homeowners insurance. All they got was $700. A conference in April 2023 met in Viña del Mar, Chile, to provide the municipality with support of transfer knowledge about the theory and solutions of smart cities. A year later, Viña del Mar was ravaged by fires the same way, burned on what they called climate change, but local officials claimed arson and these direct energy weapons. In 2022, Amarillo, Texas was reported to be the number one area under the radar for the Texas housing market under the United Nations Vision 2045. Amarillo, Texas, where these fires came, they were under the radar for the Texas housing market under the United Nations 2045. They planned this, folks, on February 26th. Of this year, the biggest fires in Texas history broke out in this same area. Vision 2045 is the latest iteration of the United Nations plan to seize control of 90% of the land and limit people to 15-minute cities. That's where they can go and live. You get $700 for your house, but you can live in a 15-minute city. And I quote, "We'd like to think that change happens in manageable ways. It doesn't happen like that. It happens in punctuated equilibrium where we have periods of stability and then periods of massive, radical, disruptive, and transformative change. And that is where we are right now," they said in this Vision 45, 2045. And again, a quote from edict, they said, "This is a decisive decade in the history of humanity. We are here now and have a responsibility that no future generation will have," they say. Well, just in case you want more proof of direct energy weapons, well, Dr. Johnny has it right now. United States Special Forces on March 5th, that's a couple weeks ago, were on point when they destroyed an Air Force Boeing 747 that had been airborne over Texas Panhandle when inexplicable fires erupted on February 26th, my source in General Eric Smith's office revealed. This modified 747, which is called a Yale, Y-A-L, with an airborne laser, it was a collaborative project conceived in 2004 by the Department of Defense, the United States Air Force, and DARPA as a testbed for intercepting and destroying tactical ballistic missiles while in boost phase. In 2011, then Secretary of Defense Gates announced the project's cancellation, claiming that the airframe, the planes, would need more potent lasers, 20 to 30 times more, to provide the viability of invoking and evolving battlefields such as Iran, and adding that the development of such weapons you know, in planes was financially and technologically impossible and infeasible given the current state of technology. Just a minute. In February 2012, a prototype, ostensibly only one produced, landed at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona, where it purportedly placed in storage at the Boneyard, operated by the 309 Aerosmith Maintenance and Regeneration Group, until it was ultimately scrapped in September 2014, after all usable parts were removed. Our sources, however, said the decommissioned story was a ruse to conceal a catastrophic accident. As the story goes, technicians were evaluating an upgraded oxygen chemical iodine laser, coil, when the platform misfired and vaporized the airplane and six workers. What the Air Force placed in the Boneyard was a plastic and styrofoam mock-up, my source said. Moreover, the Department of Defense built four more Yale-style aircraft for $26 billion, with a B, dollars of your taxpayer dollars, including development and research, the Yale 2, of which there was no public record, caused the Texas Panhandle fires. On March 4th, White Hats learned that Yale 2 took off from Fresno Yosemite International, a joint military-civilian airport, at 3 o'clock a.m. February 26th and flew southeast toward the Texas Panhandle. It reached Amarillo airspace approximately 2.5 hours later, loitering there at an altitude of 37,000 feet for another 45 minutes. During that time, the plane circled above Pompah and Fritch, Texas, uncoincidentally close to what would be named the Grapevine Creek and Smokehouse Creek fires, the most devastating in Texas history. Yale 2 then climbed to 39,000 feet and flew northeast, landing eventually in Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio. Since Yale 747 holds 64,000 gallons of fuel and can remain airborne for 16 hours at cruise speed without mid-air refueling, the roughly 8-hour trip was well within its tolerance and range. My source would not share how White Hats obtained evidence of the flight's existence. It does not appear on the publicly available flight tracking applications, but they're the military and they know more than what's public available. But with that said, the proof compelled General Eric M. Smith to orchestrate a surgical boots-on-the-ground operation, hopefully before the Yale 2 again took to the skies. General Smith considered inquiring with supposedly friendly forces at Wright-Patterson, but then figured he better not. If any of them were double agents, they could have told the deep state and got the plane in the right air right away. Discretion is the better part of valor, my source said. So General Smith kept his mouth shut, only dealing with his White Hat teams. The general asked the 5th Forces Commander, Brent Linderman, to task his best soldiers to infiltrate the base and finding and destroying the airplane. Special Forces clandestinely penetrated the base, 1 a.m. And, you know, Wright-Patterson is not the kind of base that it's got high security, more than most Air Force bases, because that's where all the alien stuff is hidden. But Special Forces, with, you know, in the command of Brent Litterman, the 5th Special Forces Group, penetrated the base at 1 a.m. March 5th and identified a hangar they believed housed the Yale 2, which is, you know, 747, so it had to be one of the bigger hangars. And it was the only one guarded by 4 United States Air Force security members, the branch's equivalent of Army MPs. Special Forces immobilized them using non-lethal force prior to entering the hangar and rigged the airframe, that's the 747, with the laser on the front, with incendiary charges and accelerants attenuated to render the airplane and laser worthless without triggering a concussion explosion and all the alarms. The Yale 2 burned to a crisp, a fitting end for a plane that it of itself caused unimaginable destruction in the panhandle of Texas just, you know, a few days before. Wyhatch received official confirmation of the plane's destruction that afternoon when U.S. Army Cyber Command overheard a phone conversation between a high-ranking Air Force officer and a Democrat in the House of Representatives, who also was a member of the House Armed Service Committee. And the officer said, quote, "Looks like we lost one," end quote. My source didn't, he declined to reveal the rest of the conversation, but basically they knew that, and of course they know who the bad guys are now. My source was, you know, wasn't going to share operational details, saying doing so would hinder the hunt for Yale 3 and Yale 4. The crew of Yale 2 and officials had foreknowledge of the flight. "We've destroyed those planes and we'll get the responsible parties," he said. "Don't worry, we got them. We've located them," my source said. "And I think it's safe to say anyone involved to get, you know, will get a rope around their neck." Dr. Johnny's aware that other airborne or orbital direct energy weapon platforms exist. It's broadly accepted among qualified researchers that similar technology was used against the Maori building in 1995 and the Twin Towers in 2001 when they had 9/11. This specific plane was responsible for the Texas Inferno. "We tracked it on radar," he said. My source said that the Yale 2 caused the Maui fires, and we have more about that incident soon. As an aside, both frightening and amusing, that reality mimics Hollywood. Airborne DE, you know, direct energy weapons were first seen in the 1985 film Real Genius, in which a group of college nerds built a 50 megawatt laser for the United States Air Force, only to sabotage it after realizing the government planned to use it as a weapon against the people and for mass destruction. Well, now folks, on past shows, I reported how children go to the state of Maine to get sex change operations, and the state will not reveal this to their parents. In a startling development last week, Jim Hoff reports that 16 attorney generals, led by Tennessee's Attorney General Jathan Smerwitki, have penned a stern letter aimed at Maine's Democratic leadership, denouncing a progressive bill that they say could ignite a nationwide culture war. The bill in question is LD-227, seeks to enshrine the right to abortions, transgender surgeries, hormonal treatments in Maine, drawing fierce criticism from those attorney generals in other states, and it infringes upon the Constitution. The attorney general, all Republicans, sent their letter to Maine Governor Janet Mills, Attorney General Aaron Frey, and the state's legislators' leadership on this past Monday. They argue that the bill is an unprecedented and novel effort at state-sanctioned culture war litigation tourism, which could have serious constitutional implications. The bill, LD 227, offers legal protection for those traveling to Maine to access medical procedures that may be banned or heavily restricted in other home states. You know, if a child runs away to Maine, they'll take them right in. Oh, you want to change your sex? Oh, okay, that'd be fine. And they won't even report it to their parents. They won't even report them missing. They'll just turn them over to Child Protective Service or a foster home. In the meantime, they get all the sex treatment and change treatment they need, they want. However, the Republican Attorney General's contended that the bill does not just provide a legal shield for health care providers and patients against out-of-state laws, but also paves the way for Maine to impose its regulatory will on other states. They claim the bill, LD 227, would allow for Maine to create a private right of action for damages against law enforcement and officials in other states who are simply upholding their own state's laws. But if they come to Maine, they'll be arrested, see, to get the child. The letter emphasizes that the constitutional, in the Constitution's full faith and credit clause and the federalist structure of the U.S. of the United States prevent one state from interfering with the legislation, procedures, or law enforcement of another state. They express concern that the bill, LD 227, could set a dangerous precedent, potentially leading to states imposing liabilities on individuals or officials in other states for a wide range of policy disagreements. We, the undersigned attorneys general, write to express serious concern regarding LD 227, a bill pending in the Maine legislature. While it's extremely unusual for states to interject themselves into another state's lawmaking, LD 227, unique constitutional transgressions merit our comment. LD 227 seeks to contrive and contravene the lawful policy choices of our state citizens by imposing on the rest of the country Maine's views on hotly debated issues such as gender transition surgeries for children, which is a permanent change. Okay, you can't go back. The law's far-reaching provisions are unprecedented, and LD 227 not only purports to shield from liability those offering or aiding the provision of unlawful services to citizens located in our state's provision, Planned Parenthood assets would safeguard Maine providers and patients from out-of-state laws that ban or restrict this type of care that is legal in Maine. The law also creates a private right of action for damages against law enforcement, you know, prosecutors and other officials in our states who are enforcing our own valid state laws, even laws whose constitutionality has been confirmed by federal appellate courts. On top of that, LD 227 purports to block valid orders and judgments from our state courts enforcing laws upheld by the federal appellate courts. As currently drafted, the LD 227 violates the United States Constitution and flouts the federal structure that allows each of our states to engage in self-government responsive to the will of our citizens. Constitution full faith and federal and full faith and credit clause and federal statutes implementing it would mean no state cause of action should ever accrue from a different state lawfully enforcing its own permissible laws or executing valid judgments. LD 227's private right of action likewise runs headlong into the well-settled legal principles like comity, jurisdiction, and the rule against states discriminatory and extraterritorial regulation of commerce. The federal constitution, in short, precludes Maine's novel effort at state-sanctioned culture war litigation tourism. From a practical perspective, LD 227's ill-considered attempt to influence and intimidate officials in other states could also trigger a rapid tit-for-tat escalation that tears apart our republic. One could easily envision a First Amendment Protection Act that creates state law liability for people, even people out of state, who seek to suppress purport hated speech, or a Second Amendment Protection Act that creates liability for those who seek to regulate firearms, or laws that impose harsh penalties on people who express support for one side or another in a war between, like, Israel or Hamas. If one state does not like another state's regulatory regime with respect to cars or food or alcohol distribution or whatever else, it could create a tenuous jurisdiction hook to allow the same sort of extraterritorial bullying to attempted by LD 227. This bullying, state officials would be dragged into legal battles in far-flung jurisdictions, thwarting their ability to focus on protecting their own citizens in their own state consistent with their own duly enacted laws. In America, we have the right to disagree. Maine has every right to decide what Maine laws are and how those laws should be enforced, but that same right applies to every other state. One state cannot control another. A totalitarian impulse to stifle dissent and oppress dissenters has no place in our shared America. Dr. Johnny couldn't agree more. We will not allow laws like LD 227 to deter us from protecting the integrity of our state's democratic process. If Maine pursues LD 227 constitutionally defective approach, we will vigorously avail ourselves of every recourse our Constitution provides, and they will attack Maine on the legal basis of this, because you can't just, you know, if a kid runs away to another state, you know, they should be reported as missing and called, and the parents called on. But right now, Maine doesn't do that. Well, if you remember on March 3rd on the Master Survivor Show, I reported about woke kindergarten spreading across the United States of America that are more concerned about teaching our preschool kids the Hippocratic pronouns to use instead of learning the ABCs. I mean, right now there's like more than a half a dozen pronouns that you're supposed to use to be politically correct in this new woke generation. That's nothing. That's no place in our kindergarten for kids. You should be teaching them the ABCs, how to read and write, and learning the ABCs. Not all this pronouns and everything. But on March 10th, show, I also told you about the Poison Ivy University and all, you know, this more woke stuff with this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies promoting gender transition. This is all paid for by our taxpayer dollars, folks. Not only the woke kindergarten, but this DEI to provide this diversity, equity, and inclusion policies on the universities that we called on last week's show, Poison Ivy for the Ivy Leagues. This is all paid for by our taxpayer dollars, and the result is our youth not only have not developed any critical thinking on their own, they are rating lower on basic scores of reading, writing, and arithmetic So the new generation of professionals are now dumber with no problem-solving skills like the generations before and don't have the aptitude to pioneer new frontiers or be consistent with a good work ethic or hold down a reliable and quality work ethic at their job. Well, bottom line is that by the time they get jobs, they don't do those jobs very well. Would you want to ride on a bus or a train that has a woke driver or conductor driving it? Or worse yet, could you have a good, you know, you could have a good driver or a good conductor, but what if the trains and the buses or that equipment were built by woke workers? Then look what you'd have. Look at all the train derailments, okay? As far as air travel is concerned, look no further than the Boeing Corporation, the one who builds all the jet airplanes, you know, the big 747s and 727s. Well, guess what? This is the company with some of the most woke hiring practices. They get the most, in fact, they rated highest on the best woke hiring ratings in the DEI or diversity, equity, and inclusion category, but have achieved failing scores on safety and more accidents occur and are filling the news headlines with more and more defective aircraft. With all the Boeing plane accidents that happened from faulty maintenance, we had a whistleblower come forward to explain it all. This is right, a former employee, his name was John Burnett. I said was because he's no longer with us. The report is from Charleston County, South Carolina. A close family friend of John Burnett said he predicted he might wind up dead and that a story could surface that he killed himself, but at the time he told her not to believe it. He was scared because he was going on the witness stand. I know that he did not commit suicide, said Jennifer, a friend of Barnett's. That's just no way. He warned me about this. Jennifer said they talked about this exact scenario playing out because he was a witness to, you know, going up against a big corporation like Boeing. However, now his words seem to be a premonition, and he told her directly not to believe. I know John because his mom and my mom are best friends, Jennifer said. Over the years and over the get-togethers and birthdays and celebrations and whatnot, we all got together and talked about everything. We're all good friends. When Jennifer needed help one day, Barnett came by to see her, and he talked about his upcoming deposition in Charleston, South Carolina, and Jennifer knew Barnett filled an extremely damaging complaint against Boeing. She saw his paperwork and, you know, filed the complaint. He said the Aerosmith giant retaliated against him when he blew the whistle on unsafe practices. For more than 30 years, he was a quality manager. This was his department, quality control. He was a quality manager. He recently retired and moved back to Louisiana to look after his mom. He wasn't concerned about his safety because I asked him, Jennifer said. She said, I said, are you scared? And he said, no, I ain't scared. But if anyone happens, I ain't scared, but if anything happens to me, it wasn't a suicide. And Jennifer added, I know that he did not commit suicide. There's just no way. He loved life too much. He loved his family. He wanted to get back to his mom. He loved his family too much. He loved his brothers too much. He put them through what they've gone through right now. You know, he would never do that. Jennifer said she thinks that somebody didn't like what he had to say and wanted to shut him up because he was going to talk about their woke policies. It lowered their quality control of the aircraft. That's why they made it look like a suicide, Jennifer said. Last time Jennifer saw Barnett was at her father's funeral late February, and he was one of the pallbearers. Sometimes family and friends refer to him by his middle name as Mitch. I think everybody's in disbelief and can't believe it. Jennifer says, I don't care what they say. I know Mitch didn't take his life. I know he didn't do that. Just because Barnett is dead and found dead in his driver's seat of his car with a bullet in his head doesn't mean the case won't move forward. It will. His attorney said they're still prepared to go to trial in June. News 4 reached out to Boeing following Barnett's death, and they provided the following statement. We are saddened by Mr. Barnett's passing, and our thoughts are with him and his family and friends. Unquote. Well, you go up against big corporations, especially a big defense contractor like Boeing, and you're asking for trouble. So he went to the happy hunting ground so much earlier. But folks, we're coming up to our break, and I want to bring some news to you on the second hour, because there's light at the end of the tunnel with all this COVID kill zone that's going on. And I wanted to talk to you about that when we come back from the break. But I'm also going to talk to you about things that are happening and make clear a few points. And I want to help people recover from any diseases they have. So I'm not sure whether I'm going to go on the good news on the COVID or go with some of my new developments. But we'll see, because we're coming up on our break. And I want everybody to help us support this network and help us get that new server. Okay? And I'll see you after the break, after these messages.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show. Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's Ivan Baker. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm Dr. Johnny, your host. Well, folks, there may be light at the end of the tunnel. A new law could soon make COVID vaccine makers liable for injuries and death. I'll tell you the summary. It's from Representative Chip Roy, Republican of Texas, on Tuesday introduced a bill that would allow Americans to sue the manufacturers of COVID-19 vaccines for vaccine-related adverse events, including deaths, by removing the vaccine maker's liability shield, the Let Injured Americans Be Legally Empowered Act, or Liable Act. I love it. Let Injured Americans Be Legally Empowered Act, which spells out to be Liable Act, would allow Americans to legally hold vaccine makers liable for injuries incurred, including death. This is from March 11, 2023, article by Michael Novotakis, PhD, and republished from the childrenshealthdefense.org. The Let Injury Americans Be Legally Empowered Act, or Liable Act, would allow Americans who took vaccines that are misleadingly promoted and forced on to many Americans via federal mandates, they may soon be able to pursue civil litigation for their injuries, according to a summary of the bill and publicized by Fox News. These vaccines are given emergency use authorization unilaterally and did not go through the normal FDA, that's the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, approval process, the summary stated. commenting on the proposed legislation, Children's Health Defense, CHD, President Mary Holland said, and I quote, Mary Holland said, damages and fatalities caused by the COVID-19 vaccine demand accountability. The legislation represents a critical milestone in rectifying these injustices and paving the way for a more accountable future. The legislation is critical and crucial for holding vaccine manufacturers accountable, unquote, end quote. The Children's Health Defense is among the organizations supporting the legislation. According to Roy's office, COVID-19 vaccines are considered countermeasures under the Public Readiness and Preparedness Act, which broadly shields their manufacturers from civil liability and related to losses stemming from the vaccines. Instead, injured Americans must seek relief under the onerous Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, but only 11 COVID-19 related claims have been paid out of this Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, CICP. Holland said the CICP is wholly inadequate and inconsistent with constitutional principles in providing just, rewards. The proposed legislation would remove all federal liability protections for COVID-19 vaccine, preserve the ability of injured Americans to access pre-existing compensation programs such as the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and would be retroactive, allowing Americans vaccinated and injured before the bill's passage to sue. In a statement, Representative Roy said, and I quote, "The long train of abuses committed by a government and public health establishment in response to COVID-19 will continue to impact American people for years to come," unquote. As a result, Roy said he is, quote, "introducing the Liable Act to empower Americans to remove crony federal liability protections for COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers and to empower injured Americans. The American people deserve justice for the infringement on their personal medical freedom, and those medically harmed deserve restitution," unquote, end quote. REACT 19, a nonprofit organization that advocates on the behalf of vaccine injured victims, also welcomed the proposal legislation. Dr. Joel Wolosgog, a Wisconsin orthopedic surgeon who no longer practices due to the injuries he sustained from the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, is the co-chair of the organization. He told the Defender, quote, "REACT 19 supports the Liable Act. The COVID-19 public health emergency ended in 2023. Despite this, pharmaceutical companies, the government, and healthcare organizations are still protected from all liability through the PREP Act until at least December 31st, 2024. This blanket immunity provided by the PREP Act robs the American people injured by the COVID-19 shots of their right to due process and jury trial. They are relegated to Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, which is CICP, which is obvious failure. Hindsight will show this is absolutely necessary, this new law. According to Fox News, the PREP Act limits liability for manufacturing, development, and distribution of medical countermeasures related to public health emergency. COVID-19 vaccines are distributed in the U.S. on this basis. In turn, the PREP Act created Countermeasures Industry Compensation Program, which has a one-year statute of limitations and only provides compensation in the event of death or serious injury, Fox News reported. As a result, COVID-19 vaccination manufacturers are mostly immune from civil lawsuits, even if those seeking money damages have medical proof of their vaccine-related injuries. Millions of Americans are forced to take a COVID-19 shot out of fear of losing their livelihoods, their jobs, and under false pretenses, Congressman Roy told Fox News on Tuesday, contrasting the 11 claims compensated by the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program with 700 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines, which have been administered in the U.S. There's so many more injuries. Walt Skog said that the CICP has a 90% denial rate, 98% denial rate, and as of June 1st has issued a total of about 41,000 for the 11 claims it has compensated for, an average of approximately $3,700 per claim. That's peanuts. Ray Flores, a senior outside counsel for the Children's CHD, is an expert on the PREP Act and Countermeasure Injury Compensation Program. He told the Defender he would be thrilled to see PREP Act manufacturer protection removed. Someday, hindsight will show this is obviously necessary, Flores said. Flores noted that the United States government guarantees made to vaccine manufacturers early during the pandemic prohibited the government from using or authorizing COVID-19 vaccine unless they are protected from liability under the declaration issued under the PREP Act or a successor COVID-19 PREP Act declaration of equal or greater scope. If this bill proceeds, this will be the battleground, Flores said. Lawsuits will help determine if COVID-19 vaccines were as safe and effective as they were claimed, he said. Big Pharma did not welcome the proposed legislation. In a statement shared with Fox News, Andrew Polini, a senior director for public affairs for Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, an industry trade group, said, and I quote, COVID-19 has been a reminder of why we need safe and effective vaccines. All vaccines, including those for COVID-19, are subject to rigorous safety, efficacy review, and process post-market monitoring. Well, that's a lie. By upending the existing liability framework manufacturers rely upon to provide predictable vaccine development, our ability to address future health threats will be at risk, he said. Other experts disagree. Writing Tuesday in The Blaze, commentator and author Daniel Horowitz asks, quote, should a product that is completely funded, marketed, and monopolized, and then mandated by government be less liable than Toyota for its airbags, he said. Horowitz added, ideally, the NCVIE, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, and the PREP Act should be repealed entirely. Still, we welcome Roy's proposed legislation, given consumers their day in court will be the perfect way to sort out whether Pfizer and Moderna's products are as safe and effective as they claim, he wrote. Well, yeah, I would like to find out too. Let's let them go to court and we can find out the exact truth. He continued, Roy said, quote, it's highly likely that tens of millions of people are currently without recourse for compensation from a product that was fraudulently foisted upon the American people by these companies in collusion with the federal government, end quote, Horowitz said. So knowing that, Roy's bill comes as a welcome relief. Dr. Johnny Connors saying, yes, I believe it is a welcome relief. It's about time. According to Fox News, Roy has led the charge against the vaccine mandates, including leading efforts to roll back COVID-19 mandates in the U.S. military. Co-sponsors of the bill, including a whole long list, I got over a couple dozen here, mostly Republicans, I might add. I could go through the long list and tell you, but maybe you don't really want to hear a long list of names, but they're mostly Republican representatives in the House. Wolosky said, Americans injured by the COVID-19 shots deserve better. They did what they thought was right thing for themselves and their families and the nation. Now they are left abandoned. This legislation gives them a chance at fair and just compensation. The time has come for our nation to recognize these injuries and allow them legal recourse. Well, folks, if you've been injured from a vaccine, just, you know, and you want help for your body to not get, you know, if you want to get rid of that graphene oxide, I'm absolutely serious. I've helped many of my patients with that. And there's no way and no way you should fear the injury from a vaccine. If you've gotten a vaccine and you don't want another one and you think it's causing you harm, well, then think no further than the Master Survivor Program and becoming a Master Survivor with Dr. Johnny. So many things have happened in our world today, and I want to make a few points clear. You are right now listening to my show for the first time, or even if you're a longtime Master Survivor, I want to emphasize that my show is here for my patients and of the Master Survivor Program and my students of the Master Survivor University or any potential students. You know, if they hear my show, like, you know, if you have fears of being injured from vaccine that you got, hey, you can join the Master Survivor Program and we can get rid of the graphene oxide and those problems that come from the vaccines. Now, I don't practice medicine. All I can do is help you get a better diet because food is our medicine, medicine is our food, and that's what the Master Survivor Program is. Food is our medicine, medicine is our food, just like Hippocrates want. For the most part, my show is a report on current events and health tips because it used to be only about the health tips. But now, because of all the political problems and making people get vaccines, it's become to where I have to report on what's going on in current events to actually give the people a chance to, if they, you know, if they're not getting any luck from their doctor, well, then talk to Dr. Johnny. Like I said, for the most part, this is a report, my show, the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, on current events and health tips in the Master Survivor Program, and I believe to be true and to help everybody, I rarely, if ever, advertise my programs or laboratory services anywhere on the social media anyway. Mostly all my business comes by word of mouth, period. For over 30 years, I've gotten nearly all my business through word of mouth or referral. I'm not out to win any popularity contest. I'm not here to get the numbers. I'm not here to make the money. I don't care what people think about me or say about me, what they think of my name. It doesn't matter to me. I am about helping the people get well not about making money. I don't care how much business I get. I don't care how many listeners I have. I don't care how many likes or views I get on my videos, because I don't monetize any of my shows or any of my videos. The new podcast format that I set up will make it easier for some people, because some of my patients, all they have is a phone, and they can go on my podcast and hear past shows that they miss. This way you can play my show on your phone and be hands-free and do your tasks. My patients are my life. They are everything. Helping them achieve and improve well-being is what gets me up every morning. My patients and my students are my reason for living life. I have big plans. My greater purpose for the future is beyond what most people understand. The information on this show, as well as many of my therapies, are not found anywhere else. I try to bring out information that would help everyone be a master survivor, and sometimes I may read other researchers' reports on my show, and usually I cite the source because I want my students and my patients to have the information if it will help them become a master survivor and help them survive. That's the name of the game, survival. If you don't believe in what I say on my show, no problem. You can just move on and go to another broadcaster. There are many of them out there, because there's so many to choose from. Ultimately, I'm a lab guy. I deal in facts, data, and statistics. Notoriety, prestige, fame, and fortune mean nothing to me anymore. I've had all that and then some. Before my freedom from cocaine in March of 1991, I had all those high-rolling things. I drove a Maserati. I wore designer suits. I had beautiful girls. I traveled the world. I worked on 4 different continents. But how quickly that all slips away and means absolutely nothing when you're looking death right in the eye. In 1992, I had been a year clean and sober and off the cocaine. But I did not feel good, and I went to the doctors, and they told me I had to have a liver transplant in order to survive. I had hepatitis C, over 12 million viral load. I had, 96% scar tissue because they did a liver biopsy, and they said, you only have 4% liver function. You're never going to make it. You need a liver transplant. I refused their treatment, refused the transplant, and they said I wasn't thinking right, and they called me delirious. They said, well, you're just delirious, because I refused their treatment, and they said I was certainly going to die. Well, my thought was, if I can recover from cocaine addiction, I can recover from life-threatening cirrhosis and hepatitis, no problemo. At the time, everyone knew told me that I was going to die, because they believed everything the doctors said. They saw my lab reports. But I saw a different future, because I decided in 1991, when I stopped cocaine, that I was going to be a master survivor. So with every patient, no matter what disease they have, I tell them the same thing. If I can make it, so can you. If you make it a decision to become a master survivor like I did, I will help you do just that. You, my patients, you, my students, I'm talking to you right now, because you know that becoming a master survivor is a process. It is the road less traveled. Being a master survivor is your solution to make it through any peril, any disease, or constraint that and you can come out the other side healthy and in one piece. Dr. Johnny, his patients, his students, alumni, all of us together are stronger. We are stronger, and together we make the world a better place. Right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. So remember, there are only 2 parts to the Master Survivor Program. It's less than $600. The first part is the Master Survivor Program, is the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, from Trace Elements Laboratory in North Dallas, to find the right food to get the minerals in the right ratio in all the body and yourselves. This is the preferred test to be used by the EPA to check for heavy metal content of the body. This is their preferred lab. It's also the most accurate toxin screening tool. This valuable diagnostic also shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on. Then your body start, you're dumping and eliminating these toxins and heavy metals. Of course, your immunity goes way up because your cells are getting stronger. Why? When all your cells are getting stronger, all your systems getting stronger. And most of my patients never get sick when they get their minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of their cells. This diet therapy is so effective that most doctors don't use it because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to stay well. He don't want you keep calling him to be sick all the time. That's what the doctors want you to do. So you'll keep coming back and spending your money. I don't want that. I want you to get well and feel good and just say, hey, okay, it's been a year. Let's do another hair tissue mineral analysis test because your diet's changed. Your chemistry's changed. So that's the first part of the Master Survivor Program. The second part of this health rejuvenation program is a 3 hours total gut restoration kit. And that comes from the Microbiome Laboratories in St. Augustine, Florida. Balance of the microbiome is the key to good health because it raises your immunity response and your genetic expression goes way up. We have the human studies showing the 3 hours balance the microbiome and get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 9 months. It's less than 6 months, you're done with the program, and if you don't eat any simple carbs, you can get the candida gone in less than 6 months. But there is a maintenance program to stay. It only costs you about every 3 months. It only costs you, $50-something dollars every month. More than half our immunity response is the gut, is that microbiome. And by doing the 3 R's, your gut will be balanced and your immunity strength goes way up. Why? Because your microbiome gets balanced. Getting your body and your mind under your control is the most important way to avoid the medical tyranny. The Master Survivor Program uses food as your medicine and medicine as your food. And if that's what you want and you're ready to start the best health journey available today, then just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program and scroll down and read the information about the HTMA, which is number one. And number two is the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. And if you scroll down a little further, you'll see number three. That's the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation, where you pay Dr. Johnny $360 to work with you individually, one-on-one, for 2 years to help you get over any problem you have. Because some of my patients have extra issues and extra problems that they need extra help with, and that's what the premium consultation is all about. So really, the full Master Survivor Program for any condition is all three. Number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis, which is a lab report that you take. You send me $226 in a personal check and a clump of hair. I'll get your report back to you. We'll have our consultation. And then you can have your roadmap for recovery because I've got your chemistry once I get your hair. I have to run that test in the lab. Then if you get started on the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, then you can balance your microbiome and get rid of any candida or other issues with microbes, parasites, bacteria or fungal microbes, get those in balance, then your immunity shoots way up. And you get really strong. And most of my patients, once they go through just the first 6 months of my program, they never get sick again. Ask them. Ask my patients. Ask any of my patients that have been with Dr. Johnny. And you'll know. So 1, 2, and 3, number 1 is the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number 2 is the total gut restoration kit. And number 3 is the Master Survivor Program premium consultation. All you got to do is go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. And you can get started right away and become a Master Survivor today. And no need to be worried about the vaccines and things, that any harm that they might bring to your body, because we can get rid of the graphene oxide. We can get rid of, you know, if we catch it early, especially. Just recently, Greg Reese did not expose, you know, he did an expose video about the COVID deception, because it is a big deception. And Dr. Johnny wants to bring you those facts here. I watched the show. I took notes. And Greg says, if you want to routinely cull the population, then an invisible virus that you cannot see or prove would be a perfect lie and to cover up. Fact. Fact. No one's ever isolated this virus. This is admitted by modern science, who claim it's impossible to isolate a virus. So instead, they mix it with a soup of other genetic materials, run it through a computer, and create what is known as a consensus genome. The theory that the invisible virus is a lie is put forth nearly 30 years ago by William Branly in his book, The Gods of Eden, where he outlines thousands of years of human culling events. This is not the first rodeo, folks, with this COVID-19. Here in this book, William Branly points out how during the Black Death, sightings of humans dressed in black, wielding what's described as scythes, you know, like the Grim Reaper, were seen before an outbreak of the plague. It was all planned. The Black Death was planned. Branly suggests that the scythes may have been tools designed to spray poison gas. Dennis Rancourt suggests that there has been a virulent pathogen, including the bubonic plague, and that these historic mass death events are done deliberately by oppressive systems to maintain population control. If you want to routinely cull the population, then an invisible virus that no one can see or prove is the perfect lie. In the 1930s, engineer Royal Rife created a microscope capable of manufacturing and magnifying material under 17,000 times. The modern microscopes only provide a magnification of about 2,400 times. We've been denied the magnification required to actually see if a virus exists. This idea first gained a foothold during the HIV and AIDS scare, when people such as Peter Duisberg and Carrie Mullis and Celia Faber were exposing the lies of Anthony Fauci, and it gained serious traction during the COVID era with work of Andrew Kaufman, Tom Cowan, Dennis Rancourt, and Dr. Lee Merritt. Dr. Lee Merritt studied the official tests for SARS-CoV-2 and found that they are actually testing for Homo sapien genome. That's true. They weren't testing for a virus. They're testing for a Homo sapien genome, which highly suspect, since many suspicious, you know, facts come apparent. You know, everybody tested will test positive because most people are Homo sapiens, okay? Come on. Unless somebody's part monkey or something. Everybody's going to test for Homo sapiens. But until they ran what the tests were actually testing, it was testing for the Homo sapien genome. Nobody knew that at the time. So at the time, everybody's testing positive for COVID. Our test, you know, up into our nose, which is our nose is like a filter, is full of foreign contaminants. The PCR tests are being deliberately overcycled to find falsified results. What we are told is a deadly virus looks identical to an exosome, a naturally occurring part of the cellular cleansing. The first scientific publication created to disseminate information to the public was named after an ancient altar used for ritual sacrifice called Pergamon, and it's the first editor, you know, was a Mossad agent, Robert Maxwell, you know, of Ghislaine Maxwell fame. That's her father. Over 100 years ago, doctors were well aware of how deadly parasites could be the human body, you know, in and of itself. John D. Rockefeller's main advisor, Frederick Gates, convinced Rockefeller to modernize medicine by eradicating hookworm, a parasite that is known to be the biggest cause of disease, back in 1905. Up until the 1980s, textbooks were not talking about viruses as the cause of disease. They were talking about parasites. Today, while animals require routine deworming, modern science says that it's not a problem for humans. Wait a minute. If dogs and cats need deworming, but it's not a problem for humans, it seems to me that we'd pick up those worms and parasites as well, just like our dogs and cats, right? We're around our dogs and cats. I mean, come on. After decades of research, a group of German doctors found that every single cancer cell contained parasites. And that if cancer treatments such as chemotherapy failed to kill all of those parasites, then the parasites would be given the perfect conditions to spread out through the body all over again. The parasites start in the bloodstream and spread into other parts of the body, where they grow into cysts, and under the microscope, parasitic cysts look identical to what we call tumors. They had films, they published papers, and they all got buried. Because if 100% of cancer patients have parasites, then parasites are likely causing cancer. Oh yeah, thank you, Greg, so shrewd. And today, the COVID shots, which we know are destroying natural immunity, are creating terrible cancers. Why? Because they have parasites in them. Having a lapdog under the age of 5 increases the chances of getting multiple sclerosis, which cannot be explained by MS being an autoimmune disease, but can be explained by brain parasites. Pathologist Alan McDonald studied the brain and spinal cords of dead multiple sclerosis patients, and they all had parasites. We all have parasites, brain parasites being the most dangerous, and the parasite Toxoplasma gondii has a significant ability to infect the human brain, and it is found in insects, which may be the reason why that Klaus Schwab wants us to start eating bugs, so we'll get more parasites in our brain. Well, the good news is that there's a remedy for all these parasites, and a healthy immune system can take care of most of them, which requires good nutrition, regular exercise, and peace of mind. And, of course, a regular parasite cleanse is important. Or you can talk to Dr. Johnny, and I can help you get rid of your parasites. It's very simple. Pennies on the dollar per month, we can get rid of all your parasites. Well, folks, I have some more interesting news for you. And meet the MO, you know, Missouri versus Biden plaintiffs. This is a big lawsuit. Acclaimed epidemiologist Martin Kulldorff spoke out against vaccine mandates. Then Harvard fired him. When he spoke out about the vaccine mandates, Harvard fired him. Next week, his free speech case would be heard in the Supreme Court. It's coming up next week, folks. He's taking it all the way to the Supreme Court. Folks, this is the most important free speech case in our generation. Missouri versus Biden, or Murphy versus Missouri, is set to be heard by the Supreme Court tomorrow, Monday, March 18th. Missouri versus Biden is the case, filled with the courageous attorneys generals from Missouri and Louisiana against the Biden administration for their violations of free speech, First Amendment. Specifically, the case complains to the court that the federal government violated the Constitution when it specifically directed social media companies to delete and censor comments, articles, accounts, memes, and photos they disliked. So, you know, the big social media companies took them away. The case also alleges that the government engaged in a wholesale deplatforming of specific users, specific comments, and specific topics. The government was purposefully censoring truthful information, no question about it. The scale of the censorship of the Biden administration is massive. The hearing March 18th will be for oral arguments, which will likely last one day. The justices will then decide the case, and if a majority agrees, they will issue an opinion on the last day of the court's term, typically in late June or early July. The Supreme Court agrees to hear a few cases each year, typically only 100 to 150 cases of over 7,000 that usually are in the request review. Plaintiffs include three prominent doctors, a news website, a healthcare activist, and two states had posts and stories removed or downgraded by the platforms. The plaintiffs are as follows: Dr. Aaron Cowardy, Dr. Martin Kaldorf, who was fired from Harvard, Dr. Juanita Bacharya, Dr. Jim Hoff, founder and editor of the Gateway Pundit, Jill Hines. The state of Missouri is another plaintiff. The state of Louisiana is another plaintiff. Earlier this week, Dr. Martin Kaldorf announced he was fired from Harvard for challenging the government-authorized COVID protocol. On X, Twitter, Dr. Martin Kaldorf tweeted, quote, "I'm no longer a professor of medicine at Harvard. Here's the story of my Harvard experience until I was fired for clinging to the truth." Then, of course, on Wednesday, the Gateway Pundit's editor, Jim Hoff, spoke with Dr. Martin Kaldorf on his latest news of his firing on hopes as a plaintiff in the Missouri versus Biden case. Dr. Kaldorf told the Gateway Pundit, Dr. Kaldorf wrote an opinion piece supporting the Swedish approach to the COVID pandemic. Swedish kept its country open during the pandemic and fared better than any of its European colleagues. Dr. Kaldorf could not get his article published in English, but CNN Espanol did run it. So, like Dr. Johnny's always said, herd immunity is the best treatment, the best response. You know, sometimes, you know, the kids playing in the dirt is a good thing because it builds up their immunity to be really strong. Sweden said the same thing, and its country did better during the pandemic than all the other European countries. They had less fatalities in Sweden than any other country in Europe because they embraced herd immunity and left everything open. Dr. Kaldoff, along with Dr. Barachara and Dr. Sunetra Gupta, authored the Great Barrington Declaration, arguing for age-based focused prevention instead of universal lockdowns. The declaration garnered by nearly 1 million signatures. The approach was panned by mainstream media, and government officials didn't report it. They didn't even look at it. No Harvard doctor could debate Kaldoff on his positions despite an open invitation. Pfizer, Moderna did not reduce short-term all-cause mortality. At the bequest of U.S. government, Twitter censored his tweets. Man has known since the Athenian plague of 430 B.C. in Athens that those who recovered from an infection were protected by natural immunity. Those thrown out during the COVID, Dr. Kaldoff announced he was fired by Harvard on this past week. Hopefully the Supreme Court will review this important case. Now, folks, for years I've been talking about herd immunity. I've said always for years, decades really, that I'm a virus recovery expert. Because why? Because I had the hepatitis C virus. And I know about these viral conditions. There is such a thing as a virus, but they eliminated all the proof about that years ago. But me with the hepatitis is not, I have a better knowledge of it. My dad knew a lot about viral infestations and especially liver problems. Because why? During the 40s, when he went to medical school, he trained the medical, the Marines and Navy medics about dysentery and hepatitis, because we're losing a lot of our soldiers in the Philippines from dysentery and hepatitis and malaria, you know. But I'm just trying to inform you that the virus thing, they tried to eliminate from the record for the last 30 years. There is a virus, there are viruses that exist, but how they show that today has been hidden. And I'm telling you, folks, for over 40 years, I've been a professional in the health industry. And I'm now working with 5 world-class laboratories. And that's how I keep up to date with many of these things that are taking place. I keep track of some of my lab buddies that I used to work with in North Dallas when we did hair tissue mineral analysis, urine analysis, and water analysis. And, you know, with the hair tissue mineral analysis, we see some startling trends and spectacular results. And from these trends have been very revealing. And I've been trying to bring to you on this show all those specific trends, because unless you're my patient, unless you're my student in the Master Survivor University, you'll never know about it. But people listening to my show can learn bits and pieces as we go along. And, the problem right now is 8 out of 10 people have calcium dominance, and this hypercalcemia is in their bodies. And the role of calcium plays is found in every cell throughout the body. It's important. However, 90% of calcium is stored in the bones and teeth where it should be. This osseous tissues, the harder tissues of the body, serve not only as a structural support, but also as a reserve for calcium and other minerals. These minerals can be drawn upon from the bones when the need arises and calcium is distributed in other tissues as follows. The brain with approximately, you know, the liver, the kidney, and all those other tissues. So it's important to have the storage of those minerals, and most of our minerals are stored in our bones. But when calcium gets to be out of hand and we can become calcium retentive, which is caused by our mainstream diet, our standard American diet, SAD, standard American diet, SAD, SAD, it causes us to be more calcium dominant. And so what's happening is when we're constantly robbing our bones of calcium and it's constantly flowing through our body, that creates this condition where it forces some other minerals out of cellular respiration, and we're not getting the use out of those minerals, and that's when other things like disease states start to take hold. With many of my patients, I go over what diseases they, you know, may have or may not have depending on their chemistry, and that's the most valuable thing about the Master Survivor program, and especially the hair tissue mineral analysis. Right now, America needs the Master Survivor program more than ever. With Big Pharma on its way out, more and more people are looking for remedies and solutions using food as their medicine and medicine as their food. You may not believe that Big Pharma is on its way out, but I just gave you several instances of bills coming up that will probably be passed, and also lawsuits coming up that are going to, you know, take Big Pharma down. I mean, when all of a sudden, you know, they get these big lawsuits, and it's going to happen, and, you know, all of a sudden people aren't going to trust their doctors anymore because they'll find out just how dangerous pharmaceutical drugs really are. But you can go to the Master Survivor University and become a Master Survivor Health Professional. As a Master Survivor Doctor, the world will beat a path to your door because you're starting out as an apprentice. You'll be on the forefront of the future of health care. The wisdom of the Master Survivor Program is its simplicity and its modest price range. With just two parts to it, it's less than $600. And I've already gone over that, you know, the first part being the hair tissue mineral analysis, and the second part being the total gut restoration kit. And what's so valuable about this two-part program is you're getting all your cells balanced with all the minerals balanced, all your cells, and you're getting a microbiome balance in your digestive tract, so you start digesting your food better, and we get rid of all those problems like GERD and candida, all these other things that, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's and things like that, because that could be a big problem. And you never get well when you have those conditions of the digestive tract. So we get the cells strong, we get the digestive tract strong, and when those two things are strong, then you will never get sick again. So it's very important that we remember that. And so I want everybody to have a roadmap for recovery. If you're worried about a condition that you have, then look no further than the Master Survivor Program. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down to the Master Survivor Program and click on number 1, the hair tissue mineral analysis. So that's when it all starts. And you can get number 2 and register as my patient and get the total gut restoration kit from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. And then you can get your microbiome balance. It all comes from the wrong foods we're eating. All disease comes from the wrong foods we're eating. And all disease can be cured from the right foods we're eating. The Greeks had it right years and years ago. You know, and once we get rid of these toxic wastes in our body that have been lodged, you know, these harmful leftovers, even if you have the best diet in the world and you eat organic and, oh, you know, everything, I'm vegan, I eat organic and everything's perfect, your body's still getting rid of toxins because you have dying cells and those cells are replaced and everything. And it's still a problem with lodged leftovers throughout your body that come from decades of the wrong eating or even the right eating if you don't have enough cleansing in your body. And once these toxic wastes are eliminated and the balance of minerals are back in your cells and we restore our GI tract, this is the function, and when it's all functioning fully, then all the systems in our body are at their optimum level. This is synergy. And soon we have true wellness in our body and our mind. With synergy, our body can make sure it eliminates all the imbalances and keep our body strong enough to dump toxins faster than they are coming in. Therefore, when we monitor your biochemistry every 6 months with that hair tissue mineral analysis, we make sure you get the right foods because, see, in 6 months, your chemistry might change. And that first diet and supplement schedule will be obsolete. And also, I'll show, the, if you need it, the many Greek methods of therapy and of food preparation in order to keep the microbiome strong and provide the correct ratio of minerals in your cells. Then the body and the cells do all the work for you. All my patients are in the control of their body and their mind and their health. Hippocrates said it best when he said, true life is homeostasis. When you live a life of homeostasis or balance, you never get sick again. That's exactly what it is to be a master survivor, is to never get sick again. And if that's what you want and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to themastersurvivor.com and just click on the Master Survivor program and scroll down and read the information on number one about the hair tissue mineral analysis and send Dr. Johnny a clump of hair and a check for $226. When I get your hair and the check, I'll run it in the lab. I'll put it in the lab queue and we'll run the analysis. I'll then send the back to your report. It's quicker by email and I can email it back quicker and we'll have our consultation. With the consultation, you will get your roadmap from Dr. Johnny. And I highly advise you do the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. And that's also under number two in the Master Survivor Program. And if you want a thriving new health career, think no further than the Master Survivor University. And there's all available under themastersurvivor.com. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the game to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers.